But as she crept forward, the brace beneath her hand gave way. A loud clang echoed through the room above them. It would be only a matter of time before the gangs started searching the freighter. Ray had to do something. Scanning the panels around her, she saw a junction box ahead. She crawled to the controls and began resetting the fuses.
"What are you doing?"
Finn whispered.
"If we close the blast doors in that corridor, we can trap both gangs," Ray whispered back.
Sparks shot from the fuse box, but Ray ignored their tingle on her skin. Just another second and... One by one, the lights in the freighter died until everyone was standing in darkness.
"I've got a bad feeling about this,"
Han muttered from the middle of his standoff. Suddenly, all the lights blinked back on at once. As Ray reviewed her work, she realized she had made a mistake. A big mistake.
Oh no. Wrong fuses.
In the cargo bay, three containers housing hungry Rathtars opened.
"New plan," Balatik shouted. "Kill them and take the droid."
A firefight erupted above Ray and Finn. They had to get back to the Falcon before they were discovered, or worse, eaten by a Rathtar. Ray pushed open the floor hatch and crept outside.
"The Falcon's this way," Finn said.
"You sure?" Ray asked, looking around for anything recognizable.
"No."
Ray followed Finn down a long corridor. Anything had to be better than waiting around to be eaten by a Rathtar.
"What do they look like?"
Ray asked.
"Horrible,"
Finn replied. They turned a corner and stumbled upon a scene of utter chaos. One of the gang members was tightly wrapped in the slimy tentacles of what could only be a Rathtar. The creature's flesh was covered in angry red scales that ran all the way from its round body to the tips of its 11 tentacles. On top of its head were pulsing orange pustules that Ray guessed must be sensitive to movement or light. The Rathtar had no eyes or any other apparent way of seeing the world. Most ferocious of all were the rows of razor-sharp teeth the beast exposed every time it howled.
"They look like that,"
Finn said as he pulled Ray away from the gruesome battle. But when they turned the next corner, another Rathtar was waiting for them. Finn tried to run, but the beast had already grabbed his leg.
"Finn!"
Ray shouted as the creature pulled him down the hallway. Ray ran after the beast as fast as she was able, but she couldn't keep up. Soon, the Rathtar had disappeared, and Finn along with it. This audiobook is continued on Disc 2.